is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. For this video, I'm going to share with you some laws and the costs of a sidewalk shed.
What is a sidewalk shed? Technically, it's similar to a scaffold. However, a sidewalk shed is a street-level pedestrian protection shed made of wood and metal that is required by law to remain on the sidewalk until a building hazard or construction project no longer poses a hazard to the public. Here in New York City, the sidewalk shed installation business is an $8 billion a year industry. According to ww1.nyc.gov,
there are 9,383 sidewalk sheds that cover over 2 million linear feet of sidewalk right now.
Additionally, the average sidewalk shed on the website has been erected for
approximately 234 days.
Of the five boroughs of New York City, Manhattan is the front runner with having the most sidewalk sheds. No surprise there. Sidewalk sheds are often included in a site safety plan that requires approved drawings, permits, and trained workers for the installation of them for property perimeters. Sidewalk sheds are mandatory as a result of Local Law 10 of 1980. Sadly, a terracotta brick fell from the facade of the eighth floor and caused the untimely death of 17-year-old Bernard College student Grace Gold. Several more high-profile casualties occurred in 1997. This series of facade failures spurred even tougher inspection requirements. By 1998, Local Law 11 joined the New York City Building Code. Local Law 11 added even more requirements for inspection and maintenance of the facades for buildings greater than 6 stories in height. These local laws require owners to get full building inspections from either a registered architect or professional engineer every 5 years. The designated inspector must deem the building as either 1. Safe, 2. Safe with a repair and maintenance program, or it goes by the acronym SWRMP, or 3. Unsafe. Let's look at the cost of erecting a shed for a building. Sidewalk sheds cost approximately $90 to $110 per linear foot of shed for the first 3 months. Once you're past the initial installation cost, it is then roughly 5% or less of the initial installation cost for monthly rent thereafter. The sidewalk shed must extend 20 feet past each end of the perimeter. For example, if your building is 100 feet long, you will need 100 feet plus the 20 feet past each end on each side. More often than not, the sidewalk shed will be required to cover all 4 sides of an entire building. Using this example of a 100 foot by 100 foot building,
the installation would initially cost between $50,400 to $61,600 for the first 3 months. The monthly rent starting on month 4 would cost the owner roughly $2,520 to $3,080 monthly in order to maintain the sidewalk shed during construction.
This cost is not including the permit fees and penalties. The Landmark Preservation Commission, via the DOB, issues alteration permits at a flat rate of $95 for the first $25,000 of work and $5 for each $1,000 worth of work above $25,000. For new buildings, the LPC charges a fee of 15 cents per square foot for new 1-3 family residences and 25 cents per square foot for all other new buildings. Sidewalk permits expire a year after being issued, or once a contractor's insurance expires. In order to get an extension on the permit, the project engineer or architect must provide a letter to the Department of Buildings documenting the condition of the building, the remaining scope of work, and the estimated time left for completion. There are sidewalk shed inspection teams that can issue violations as high as $2,000 per violation if the shed is not properly maintained. Other New York City agencies, such as the Environmental Control Board, can issue violations for sheds as high as $8,000 per violation. If the sidewalk shed extends into the street, the Department of Transportation agency must be involved with permits and potential violations. The majority of these sidewalk shed rules can be found in New York City Building Code, Chapter 33, Safeguards During Construction or Demolition, Section 3307.
This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.